This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing on the only frequency that makes sense. And as promised, man, I'm joined on the line by the one, the only, one of the best producers, vocalists, and songwriters in the music scene right now, man. You know the songs about to bang when you see his name on the credits. He has a new EP out, Baby Who. He goes by Pelele Matonsi on. But we all know him as Baby Son, the son of Neverland, that is. He joins me on the line right now. Good afternoon, my G. How are you doing?
Hey, my guy. I'm all good, man. How are you?
No, I'm great. Everything well on your side?
Hey, man. Everything cozy. You know, we're pushing the project, you know, keeping it steady.
No, clean. So let's start, you know, by getting to know you a bit better. So is it Baby Son or is it Baby S-O-N, you know?
No, it's Baby Son, man. The dots are just to, you know, differentiate from everyone else. But yeah, man, and it's also for the abbreviation and all of Son of Neverland, you know.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's Baby Son.
All right. So, I mean, how did this come about that, you know, you just knew it would be your stage name?
Hey, man, it's a combination of a lot of things. It's a combination of my influences in music. It's a combination of my upbringing, you know, and where I come from. You know, I root a lot of things and I root a lot of my subject in my music to where I come from and who I am. You know, so the influences such as Babyface, such as Sir, such as Her, you know, those people are a huge influence to who I am and my music and the type of music I make.
Oh, man, amazing. Now, do you think, you know, as you grow older, you'll get to a point where you are just Son and no longer Baby Son? Or, you know, you're going to go with it just like some of your musical inspirations like Babyface?
No, man, you know it's crazy. I just had a son myself.
Oh, wow.
So everyone is saying,
man,
that's the real Baby Son. Thank you so much. Everyone is like, that's the real Baby Son. You just Son now. So I don't know, man. I might change it at some point for him to allow him to be called Baby Son. You know, you never know.
That is so dope, bro. So, I mean, you've worked alongside, you know, some notable names in the industry, you know, either as a songwriter in production or vocalist. Of all of these three, which would you say you enjoy the most?
You know what? If I'm being deadly honest, I enjoy being a songwriter a lot.
What?
But, you know, my calling and my passion obviously is to sing. But I really enjoy songwriting. You know, I enjoy tapping into people's faces. I enjoy sharing your story and trying to incorporate it into the music. You know, it's not a simple job, that one, but it's a job I really enjoy doing.
Man, amazing stuff. And you also, I mean, you recently, you know, you dropped your debut body of work, Baby Who, a 10-track EP. How long did it take you, man, to put this project together?
Hey, man, if I'm being deadly honest, I think we spent like a month on it. And then some of the songs are like from 2 years ago. You know, the song I made with Calvin Momo, Jesus Peace.
Yeah.
That song was actually supposed to be on his album called Angelani. But, you know, he had saved it. But when it came to my putting together the project, I was like, yo, let me drop this, you know. And he was kind enough to allow me to do that, you know.
A month, bro.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Hey, yeah, I know. Niaspana, my gents, Niaspana. Yo, my goodness. But, man, I mean, you also, you know, have some dope and talented names on that EP. How did you decide who to work with on this project?
You know, I always try, you know, to work with the brothers that I work with in the day-to-day and in general. So that's why you see a lot of Yams, a lot of Calvin Momo. It's because those are my brothers, man. Those are the people I work with
a
lot, you know. And, you know, just bringing in new talent, you know, just trying to shine a light, you know, just like how people like Ricky Rick and AKA gave me a chance and an opportunity. So I also try to, like, give them a chance, you know, people like Smilo, people like Beethoven, you know, those are new names that people are hearing of, but those are talented kids that are going to change the game.
100%. Wow. Big ups to you, my brother. So, I mean, to someone who is yet to hear the project, how would you describe it to them?
Man, it's a calm, easy moment for you to just reflect on yourself, to enjoy good music, and take time, man. Just take time to yourself and think. And it's not noisy. It's very soothing, very calming, you know.
Amazing, man. That's dope. I mean, it's your first project with Njalo as the lead single, man. Is there maybe a song you love the most? And Yeah, that song. That's,
hey,
maybe
man, I love them all.
I knew you were going to say that, but you need to give me some.
Definitely have my top three. I'll say Baba No Mama, Njalo, and Shakila Yam.
Oh, okay.
You know, those are my leading favorites. But you know, these days, Vulekiziyo is growing on me. You know, because it's just one of those songs that sound timeless. You know, that allow you to listen to them at any point of the night or day. You know.
Ah, no, most definitely, dope, dope. So, is there also a song, man, that almost didn't make the cut?
Oh man, there's a lot. funny enough, Takila almost didn't make the cut.
What?
And it ended up becoming one of my favorites. You know?
Oh man, imagine that, hey?
Imagine that.
So, do you ever think about it like, okay, I'll push these projects for whenever I feel like, you know what, I need to release this song. It's not on this project, but I need to release this song. Does it ever get you?
You know, I try not to pressure myself.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like as artists, we limit ourselves too much into what can we drop and what can we not drop. I feel like if it makes sense for the body of work and it's a story, you know, if you listen to my project from the beginning, I'll talk about my upbringing, Obaba No Mama, to the last track, which is Jesus Peace, me just giving thanks, you know, to God. Mm. That's fully me, you know. So I make sure that songs make sense in the body of work. But yeah, man, sometimes I do have pressure and be like, yo, this song is too good, I need to release it now. The best you can do these days is just to tease it on TikTok and see that happens, you know.
<Most dear. laughs> How bad. Baby Side, my brother, thank you so much for joining us, taking your time to come and speak to us on the show. May you have a great day further, because I'm about to drop Njalo, so we're so excited for that.
Hey man, thank you so much for having me, and I hope everyone enjoys the music.
A big shout out.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.